Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Texas and good morning, Philippines. Welcome to Legal Treats. I am Nesca, sitting in for attorney Eileen, and with my co-host today, Krisha. Well, ganda naman ni Krisha. Krisha, how are you doing?
Hi, Nesca, and again, good morning, Philippines, and good evening there in Texas. Also, good morning sa you, Nesca, since we're both in the Philippines, and yes, also I think it's safe to say that I'm sitting in for attorney Eileen. Kasi, syempre, masyadong busy si Atty. Eileen. But I hope you are getting the rest that you need naman. I'm doing fine, Nesca. And how are you?
Doing good din. Well, busy din sa life. But yes, life goes on. Sinasabi nga nila, kahit anong mangyari, life goes on.
Paano ba yung busy sa life, Nesca?
Yung marami kang ginagawa, marami kang inaasikaso, yun. But kahit na busy tayo sa life, kailangan pa rin nating mag-relax, mag-take a rest. Kasi today's weekend here in the Philippines, Saturday morning ngayon sa Philippines, and we need to take a rest. Kailangan natin yun to energize ourselves naman para sa next week, para sa next na sabak naman sa buhay.
Well, yun nga yung pinaka-plano ko right after our work, Nesca. Like, grabe, matutulog agad ako. Hopefully, walang maingay na kapitbahay. Kasi, you know, here in the province naman eh, talagang kahit walang okasyon, may magbibideo. Okay, so...
Hanggang madaling araw, no?
Oo, walang... Want to sawa, Diyos ko. Well, inherent na kasi sa ating mga Pinoy na magaling kumanta.
Wow, magaling kumanta, sample nga.
Kasi sasabihin ko nga, I'm part of the few na hindi kasama doon.
Oh. Ay, wow. Parang maniniwala naman ako.
Maniwala ka kasi hindi pa lang ako, kapag kumanta ako talagang uulan dito sa amin sa Pangasinan. From what province ka ulit, Nesca?
Well, I'm from Negros Occidental, Bacolod.
Well, looking forward na makabisita dyan, no? And if ever na makapag-decide ka din na bibisita dito sa Pangasinan, let me know. I'll be your tour guide, one call away ako.
Of course. Malapit yan sa Baguio, no? On the way pa Baguio?
Separate way siya. Kasi parang bandang east ang ano, east, northern, ano ba tawag doon? Northeast ang Baguio, North. Samantalang kami is western part.
Kabila pala. Kabilaan pala.
Oo. So we're missing something, Nesca, no? We forgot to mention to our viewers who are watching right now that this is a live broadcast produced to you by Lawin Media Network. And just in any case you missed this episode, you are more than free to look back and re-watch us in YouTube, Facebook and Twitch. So, also, we are available in over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and so on and so forth. So, of course, Nesca, no, if you have questions to our viewers, this is the first time that I'm going to say this, pero kahit anong tanong, wag lang siguro legal kasi we're not yet licensed to do that, but we are more than willing to answer any of your questions. So, ayun, so, Nesca. Yes.
Ano yung pag-uusapan natin today, Krisha? Medyo light topic lang tayo ngayon kasi wala si Attorney Aileen. Eh. Hindi natin carry yung legal topics talaga na dinediscuss ni Attorney Aileen. So, today, we're just talking about misconceptions sa law school, sa pagiging lawyers, law profession. And yes, maybe we can share some experiences then. And or kahit experience na iba, we can share it here. And maybe our viewers also can share their own experience or questions or topics that they want to discuss.
So with that said, let's take it away. So first, Neska, kasi graduate ka na ng, ano, eh, ng law eh. So, nung before ka ba mag-enter ng law school, ano ba yung mostly naririnig mo sa ibang tao na napatunayan mo eventually na misconception pala, na parang hindi naman pala totoo, ganun?
Oh, well, siguro yung sa akin talaga, kasi yung impression usually kapag lawyer kasi dito sa amin is, lawyer yan, mayaman yan, marami yung pera, yan. Pero, hindi rin siguro misconception, but yeah, not all lawyers, ha. Not all lawyers can really, not all lawyers have, you know, are monetary or stable financially, kasi I know also those who are struggling. But yeah, lawyering can also be a good source of income. Diba? Kasi marami namang, ano, we are also paid naman, we are compensated naman sa profession. Yun. Ikaw, Krishna, ano ba yung ano mo? Yung misconception?
Siguro growing up, kasi kapag tinatanong ka ng magulang mo, no? Kapag tinatanong ka ng ibang tao, ano ba yung pangarap mo? So, kapag sasabihin ko that during those times na gusto kong maging abogado, gumaganan ako. Siyempre, ang dalawa lang naman ang parang talagang ano, naririnig na gustong marinig ng Asian family, no? Either maging politician ka or businessman or, tatlo pala, businessman, politician, or doctor. Kasi yun talaga yung alam na high-paying jobs eh. And of course, there is this misconception nga sa pagiging abogado. So whenever I say na, gusto ko maging abogado, ang unang sasabihin nila is, ano yan, ipagtatanggol mo yung mga, tawag dito? Yung mga mamamatay tao, for example, ganun. So, eventually, after entering law school, or even during my college days, pa undergrad days, napatunayan ko na it's not about defending per se, no? Yung mga convicted na sinasabi nila. Kasi we have this word allegedly, no? So, hanggat hindi pa siya convicted sa for the final decision, hindi mo masasabing criminal siya, di ba? So, ayun nga.
Innocent until proven otherwise.
Proven guilty, yes. So, yun yung number one na misconception na lagi ko talagang naririnig. And also, if you notice, Neska, no, I have a lot of tattoos. Wow. So, I just got the seventh one. So,
snake? What is that?
Yes, this is a snake. Kasi it symbolizes, for me, it's healing. So, di ba, ang snake is nagbabalat siya ng kusa. So, may face na nagbabalat siya. So, as interpretation ko, it's not every day or hindi siya madali. May oras for me to heal. And kusa akong, parang hintayin ko lang yung time na yon na unti-unti akong mag-heal sa mga bagay na dahilan kung bakit ako, for example, umiyak. Yung mga ganun bang interpretation.
Nasa healing phase ka pala ngayon ng buhay mo. Saan ka kaya nag-heal?
That would be a secret for now. But to our audience, since we have a lot of audience right now in our different platforms, I'm encouraging everyone to, just in any case that you have suggestions, kung anong gusto nyong itopic namin next week or itatopic Neska and Attorney Aileen, please do leave a comment. And ayun nga, Neska, going back to the misconception of having a tattoo. Dati kasi talagang it is frowned upon na kapag may tattoo ka, parang dinudumihan mo yung katawan mo, you're not allowed to be a lawyer if you have that tattoos. Pero kasi actually, when I entered law school, talagang, bakit naman yung mga professors ko naman may mga tattoos? Like, grabe, full arm pa nga eh. Doon ko napatunayan na, okay, so sabi-sabi lang nila to. Kasi nga, I cannot really blame them because dominated tayo ng Catholic, di ba, religion. So, yung mga conservative thinking na, ayun, hindi ka makakarating sa langit pag dinumihan mo yung katawan mo, hiniram mo lang yung katawan mo sa Diyos, so huwag mong dudumihan. Yung mga ganun ba? So, eventually, I found out na, okay, pwede naman palang tattoos.
Totoo naman. And yung tattoos naman kasi yung sa iba naman, yung view nila about tattoos are like, it's an art. Art sa kanila yon, and they express their art through their tattoos. Yun yung para sa kanila. And I think naman, doesn't matter kahit may tattoo ka man or wala, it doesn't really define you as a person naman eh. I mean, yes. It can be your identity. Sa iba kasi, they become their identity, yung tattoos nila. If you're a good person or if you're a bad person, if you're good in your profession or not, hindi naman yung nagde-define sa'yo yung mga tattoos mo.
Pati tignan mo yung mga manok mo sa background, nag-a-agree sa'yo.
Well, I just... Nagising na sila eh, ngayong araw eh.
Well, I just hope that conservative people, I don't mind if they are going to push with that kind of thinking, but I just hope that they will respect the preferences of other people as well. So, respetuhan lang, diba?
Yeah.
I will respect you, respect mine, diba?
Well, anyway, Krisha, we will talk about the more misconceptions later when we go back. We'll just take a break.
In a short while, ha? Huwag kayong aalis, mag-comment kayo.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
And we're back. I think you don't have your camera on.
And we're back here at Legal Treats with Attorney Aileen. Krisha. Pero ako ngayon muna yung makakasama niyo and Krisha. And yun, we're still talking about misconceptions in law school and law professions. So Krisha, what are other misconceptions that we have?
I think we have a comment, pero parang ayokong basahin.
Ayan, sabi ni si Jubail ba ito, no? Yes. Magaling kumanta yun si May. Yun nga eh, naghihinga nga ako ng sample sa kanya.
And good for you. Ayan, watching from Pangasinan. Nanonood ko habang naglalaba, I know.
Wow. Hindi, kasi laundry day naman kasi talaga.
Yes, it's Saturday. Tapos back to school na ang mga bata. So, sure, no? Maraming labahin tong si Ate Jubail. Alam ko to. But anyway, going back to our topic again, guys, we are encouraging everyone to comment your thoughts, your opinions, or whatever you want to say, or shout outs, suggestions for any topics that we can do. So, ayun. Going back to misconceptions, I actually listed down yung mga misconceptions na naalala ko. Sabi kasi nila, in law school, ang ingay ng mga ganso ko, pasensya na. Sabi nila, you need to memorize everything. Naniniwala ka ba dun? Or na ikaw, Neska, naniniwala ka ba na dapat everything talaga?
well, importante yung we memorize in law school kasi that's the only way to go about it. Kailangan talagang mag-memorize, but it's not just memorizing. Law school is not just about, ayun, meron din akong alaga dito, Krisha. It's not just about memorizing. May mga tao kasi naakala nila, pag law student ka, puro memorization lang. Pero hindi ganun. Kailangan natin, more than memorizing, we have to understand yung principles ng law, how it is applied. And we have to also read cases. Law school, I think it's more than memorization. It is reading, and reading a lot of cases, provisions, and even laws, and how we actually apply it sa actual problems. I think yun yung law school. It's more of reading than memorizing. And yun, I think it's one of the misconceptions that we have in law school na kailangan memorize mo yung ganito, kailangan word for word memorize mo yung batas. Not necessarily, but kailangan you know how it is being applied and you really understood the principle and yun, how it is relevant in our daily life. Yun. What do you have above it?
If I may just add no, sa sinabi mo, I think it is also important na sinasa puso natin yung batas. Hindi lang sinasa utak, pero sinasa puso. Kasi otherwise, how will we know if this is the applicable law to this situation, di ba? If hindi naman natin talaga siya sinapuso, sinautak lang natin, pero ang dami kasing batas na parang magkakapareho, di ba? So, baka magkamali tayo kasi hindi naman natin siya talagang hindi natin siya alam i-apply gaya nga ng sinabi mo. So it is important for us to memorization is important pero so is application, no?
Totoo, mas importante yung application and how we understand the law kasi minsan yung interpretation ng normal na tao or kahit lang tayo it's different from what the court interprets it. So masabuti talaga if you read cases, we read decisions, court decisions, kasi decisions, court decisions are, especially the Supreme Court, are part of the law of the land. So, yun, law school is a very interesting way para malaman yung laws. And, ayun, madaming misconceptions in law school. What do we have more, Trisha?
Well, ito, malamang narinig mo rin to, Neska. Actually, kasi during my undergrad days, pinag-isipan ko talaga if I'm going to pursue tawag dito, medicine first before law. So, gusto ko talagang maging doktor other than maging abogado. So, sabi ko kasi, magiging doktor muna ako and then pasok na lang ako sa law. And then, may mga narinig-rinig ako kasi sabi na, no, hindi ka pwedeng mag-law kapag hindi under ng pre-law yung course mo. Di ba? Narinig mo ba yun, Neska, before?
Yes, totoo. Sabi nila kailangan pre-law daw yung course mo.
Mm-mm.
Pero yun din yung tanong, ano nga ba yung pre-law? Ano ba yung pre-law courses? Actually pala, when you enter law school, kahit anong degree that you have, pwedeng maging pre-law course. May pa BS Bio man, I think si Attorney Aileen, paramedical or something.
Yes,
science. Tapos, pwedeng CPA, Attorney Orly, yun, ako, MASCOM. Ikaw, Polsci, pre-law ka talaga. And, ayun, BS, yung English courses, education courses, pwede din, kahit CRIM, pwede kang mag-enroll sa law school. Kahit ano, basta four-year course in college,
yes.
Pwedeng maging pre-law course.
Actually, no, may mga kaklase akong nurses, may mga kaklase akong doktor,
yes.
May mga kaklase akong seaman. So, it doesn't really matter your undergrad course as long as, again, sabi nga ni Neska, it's a four-year degree, then yun lang. Yun lang naman ang ano eh. Pero kasi ano, may mga schools kasi talaga na strict when it comes to the subjects prerequisite into entering into law school. So, I don't really blame them, but as for LEB, although correct me if I am wrong, nirevise na kasi nila to. Parang inalisan nila tong provision clause na yan into parang admission to law school.
Uh-huh. Pero ikaw, Christian, so based on your experience, kung ikaw ba, ngayon na nasa law school ka na, kung ikaw ba, what do you think is the best course in preparation para sa law school?
Ito, ano lang ha, parang ano, opinion ko lang to ha. I think the best, I thought I would have the edge, no? Taking a political science, I thought I would have the edge among other students because inline ang political science to law. However, if I could turn back the time, I wouldn't take up PolSci. I would actually take up accountancy.
Totoo.
Because grabe yung hirap ng subjects. Like Oblicon, Corpo, Commercial. These subjects in law school are actually part of the curriculum of accountancy students. So, grabe yung impact ng mga subjects na yun sa law school ngayon. Like, super akong nahihirapan sa mga subjects na yun na inisip ko, hindi ko naman sinasabing may advantage, super advantage siya ng mga CPA ngayon. Pero kasi it counts. It helps. Especially in law school, talagang nagmamakaawa tayo eh na kumusta na lang gumanon. Pero sa kanila parang it's easy kasi napag-aralan na nila and tayo mapag-aaralan pa lang. Parang ganun.
Totoo.
So they're one step ahead sa'yo. Ganun.
Parang business courses. Like, of course, accountancy, marami na sa may Oblicon na sila. And yun, I think business courses are good also. Are good courses para in preparation for law school. Yun din yung naisip ko. But I think also, kasi sa law school, we always write and write and write. I think it would help also if you're good in writing in English. Yes, in English. Something. Basta may English majors are good pre-law courses din kasi we always write and write. And yun I think makakatulong din if you're in law school. But I think yung crim nga din, yung classmate law, no? ko na criminology graduate.
Yeah.
She's very good at criminal law kasi syempre criminal law. And I think kahit anong course that you have in college can really help you in law school.
Pero may ano nga, parang yun nga, medyo one step ahead lang sila. So,
yeah.
Kaya nga,
Yeah, especially dun sa business courses, Oblicon, ano pa bang courses, taxation, commercial law, they have Corpo, parang medyo mas lamang yung mga nasa accountancy, sa mga business courses kasi they have that already when they were in college. Yun din yung naisip ko, sa akin kasi mascom, ano ko ba ito i-apply? San ba ako lamang? Siguro sa media, we have media ethics, so media law and ethics kasi nung college. So parang,
so study really not that, pwede.
Hindi siya masyadong heavy na subject in law school. Yung mga heavy na subjects talaga, commercial law, Oblicon, taxation, they have that already when they were in college. Yung mga business courses, yung mga accountancy majors. So, yun, I think lamang na lamang sila dun.
Kaya it really helps having a study group in law school because, of course, ano yan eh, diverse kayo eh. So, some graduated from, for example, they are doctors, so they graduated medicine. Some are CPA, some are businessmen. So, having that kind of diverse study group, talagang it really helps that you get to share your thoughts on this, your knowledge on this. So, now, with that kind of thought, that leads me now to the next misconception that I've heard, that law students don't have a life outside of studying. Kasi outside of studying, although yung nabanggit ko nga is study groups, of course, hindi naman kayo talagang totally mag-study lang, di ba? For the sake of preserving the group. But of course, may life din kayo outside of studying. So, at least, as for my experience now, ha, na yun din naman ang akala ko before mag-aaral lang ako ng mag-aaral. Pero kasi nakakabaliw. In all honesty, guys, sa audience natin, nakakabaliw po. So, if you're not going to allow yourself to relax or to do things outside or beyond studying or beyond the rooms or library. So, saan, hindi mo alam kung saan ka pupulutin. Baka sa mental, ano na lang.
Yun yung sabi na, no man in San Island, mahirap ka pag nag-iisa ka sa law school kasi you can't really survive. Kapag ikaw lang, I mean, you need people around you, your friends, your family, and yun, importante yung may strong support system ka sa law
support
school.
System ka. Yes, I would agree. So, I really hope na sa mga viewers natin who are also affiliated with law peeps or law students, I hope that you could be a great support. No, I hope you understand us more that if we can't, may mga times naman, diba, nabanggit natin to sa mga previous episodes na kapag, wait lang, may na-distract ako sa comment. Sinabi kasi maganda daw tayo eh. So, ay, hindi. Oo, nagagandahan then, daw kasi tayo. So,
okay.
Let's read
first. Natin siya. Igman Lara Tarubal. Magandang umaga sa mga nagagandahan. Okay, good morning din po sa'yo. Basta baccalaureate, yes. Tama. And sabi niya, may buhay tayo sa labas ng mga... law student din siguro to. Buhay
yes,
tayo sa
actually,
labas ng mga budal, textbook at mga problema ng mga taong di natin kilala.
Hi, bud.
Busy sa mga problema ng mga taong di natin kilala.
Actually, he's a friend of mine in ngayon law school. Kasi... if I just may share to our viewers, no, Igman Lara Turubal, if you can check also his Facebook page kasi nagbebenta rin siya ng mga merch, ng mga t-shirts. Sana pala sinuot ko kanina, no? Pero I'm really proud of Igman Lara Turubal kasi despite everything, kinakaya talaga niya. And he is also a scholar for our school, so talagang grabe, no? Ang hirap maging scholar, pero kinakaya, di ba? So, I'm proud of you, Kabsat.
Wow.
But anyway, I think
congratulations na rin sa'yo kasi you have that. Kasi nakakaya mo yung law school. Sa'yo, Krisha. Congratulations.
Congratulations sa ano. But anyway, I think it's time for us to have a short break. And when we come back, I hope you guys will have a lot more shoutouts, and of course, huwag niyong kakalimutan na sabihin na maganda kami ni Nazca. I'm just kidding, guys. So, alright, so stick around, and we'll be right back right after our short break. Sorry, hindi ko...
Treats.
Hindi ko tayo nalagay
sa... Nakaway ka. Hindi
kita. So sorry, everyone.
Well, anyway, marami tayong ano dito, Krisha, no? We're still back here at Legal Treats with Attorney Aileen. And marami tayong comments dito sa ating comment section sa Facebook. We have kay Aisha Rin. Hi po. Yeah. Good morning po, Ma'am Nazca and Ate May. Si Ate May, inspiration ko para mag-aral ng mabuti. And love you, Ate May. Wow, love you, Krisha.
Love you, Ate May. Oo naman, Ate, maganda kayo ni Ma'am Nazca. Ay, anong gusto mo, Marienda, mamaya?
Ang totoo naman.
Sabihin mo na ko anong gusto mo, Marienda, bibili ako mamaya. Dahil charot lang.
Okay, pamangkin mo, ano ba? Kapatid?
Mga anak siya ni CJ Bale. which is a great friend, a great friend of mine.
Oh, grabe talaga yung support system ni Krisha. Krishanatics ka na.
Actually, share ko mismo yung live sa kanila eh. Kaya kapag hindi sila nag-comment talagang magtatampo ako. Medyo joke na. But anyway, again, guys, to our viewers, if you missed our live show, of course, you can reach us or you can watch the recorded show in Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And also, if you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, Lawin Media Network, that would be much appreciated. Kasi, as per the new ruling of Facebook, we only have 30 days of parang safekeeping ng, ano, record keeping ng Facebook. So, ayun, you can watch us or you can listen from over 15 podcast platforms, to Spotify, Apple, and so on and so forth. So, ayun, Neska, going back to our topic, what other misconceptions pa yung naaalala mo?
Well, siguro, ano pa ba yung mga misconceptions sa law school or sa law profession? I think yung sinasabi nilang lawyers are only good at arguing. Yung sabi nila, you always have to debate in court. Yung mga lawyers mahilig yan sa pagdedebate. Well, not all. Siguro yun. It's part of really the profession. Yung kailangan mong mag-argue, kailangan mong you defend your side, your client. Kailangan yun. But hindi lang yun limited sa pagdedebate in court or anywhere else. It also includes din kasi yung lawyering also includes doing legal research, yung drafting contracts, pleadings. Also negotiation, yung pag-negotiate, and siguro mediation din sa mga tao, advising clients. So, hindi mag-umabot talaga sa demandahan or pumunta na sa court. So, yun, hindi lang talaga debate or debate yung trabaho nila. Sometimes most of the times, I think, it involves writing and reading yung lawyering. It's not just about argumenting. Yun. I think yun yung misconception pa, I think.
If I may just add to that misconception that you just mentioned, no? A lot of people would say, wag kang jumawa ng isang abogado or isang law student kasi they will, ano, puro lang yan makikipag-away, puro yan debate. Yan yung lagi ko naririnig around me. Which is, alam mo yun, gaya nga, naliwanagan ako sa sinabi mo ngayon kasi it's not about debate. If you're going to conduct research to present evidence or to defend your client, for example, of course, that takes a lot of effort in your part. So, rather than debating, I would prefer to use the word presenting, no? Presenting yourself. So, defending in a way. Pero it's not about parang argue, no? Argue si, parang is a negative connotation kasi na connotation. You're just going to explain, you're just going to present, you're just going to prove. Pero it's not, hindi naman, it doesn't equate to argument naman eh. Diba?
And hindi totoo yan na yung mga lawyers sa mga law students mahilig sa debate. Kasi ako, as much as possible, ako personally, as much as possible, ay iniiwas ako sa debating or arguing with someone. Kasi nakaka-stress yun, diba? Argument itself, it's nakaka-stress. So, iniiwas tayo dyan. Siguro yun lang sa ano. So, kailangan nating i-defend yung client natin. Kailangan nating i-defend whatever cause that we fight for. Yun lang siguro. It's part of the job, I guess. So, yun. Pero sabing huwag kang jumawa ng law student or lawyers. Kasi palagi nagde-debate yan. No, hindi. Siguro sila yung mga lawyers or law students. They're just good at debating, but it doesn't mean that they really like debating. Yun. Magkaiba kasi yun. Yung gusto niya lang or yung gusto niya lang at yung she's just good at
it. Exactly. And I think for today's episode, no, let's try to read one more comment from Igman Lara Tarubal, kasi I think I would be needing to hear this as well. And if you have answer, of course, I would be getting your answer, Neska. Wala namang option na hindi. So, aside from your answer, I'm just going to say my input then. And yung mga pat, mga ganso, mga pato ko nagko-comment din sa background ko. So, yeah. Alright. So, this is a comment from, from Igman Lara Tarubal. May and Neska, may question ako. Although, medyo nakuha ko na yung insights ni May on this. Anong may papayo ninyo pag naging maalat yung previous sem? Maalat, maraming samplang or bagsak?
Well, I think yung masasabi ko lang is just go on with whatever you are, kung saan ka papunta. Just go on, life goes on. And just never give up. Yun. Meron talagang times na mahihirapan tayo sa subjects natin or sa isang semester. Hindi kasi magiging smooth ride all the way lang yung ano eh, yung studying, yung semester. Law student ba si Igman Lara Tarubal? Law student, no?
Yes. Law student siya.
Just finish what you've started. Yun na lang siguro yung yun na lang siguro yung mapapayo ko sa'yo. It is not going to be easy. Sobrang magiging mahirap yung law school. Anong year ka na ba? Third year? Fourth year? Kasi sobrang mahirap. Third year, fourth year, especially.
Third year na siya.
Clap ka na rin siguro.
Yes. Sabay kami nag-oath.
Yun, mahirap yun. Mahirap pagsabayan, especially if you're also working. Sobrang hirap. Sobrang hirap. But you just have to hold on to your dreams. And I think, just don't give up. Just don't give up. You fight for your dreams. Kung yun talaga yung gusto mo. Gusto mo talaga maging lawyer. Gusto mo talaga makatapos sa kursong yan, sa Juris Doctor degree. You really have to fight for it. Kasi, hindi ko masasabing magiging madali yan in the next few months or sa next year of your life. Hindi yan talaga magiging madali. But you have to keep going lang. You have to finish what you've started. Second, exactly. Measure third.
Second. Actually, oh,
may cum law sinabi... ata na.
Cum?
Second.
Cum law?
Okay.
Yun. Actually, majority, parang dalawa na lang ata yung naiwan niya sa second year and the rest is third year na. So, kaya niya nabanggit yung second and measure third.
Okay. Hirap na yung mga subject. May RM na kayo, no? First year pa lang RM subjects na.
Meron na. Pero may bago kasing curriculum ngayon, so I'm not sure about the updated one.
Bago na nga talaga yung curriculum. So, yun.
If I may just add to the comment of Vladimir. Vladimir kasi yung pangalan niya, di ba? Bongga. If I just may add, there's this trending videos in TikTok na may background music na sabi, hindi ko naman ikamamatay to. Yung phrase na yon, hindi ko naman ikamamatay to. So, I wanted to create a video about it. Kasi, I for one, no, hindi ako gagraduate on time that I anticipated. So, it took me long to accept this because coming from a background na yung undergrad ko, my high school days, senior high days, elementary days, I've always been the achiever type. So, it grabe yung impact na grabe yung bruise sa ego ko, sa pride ko, but I don't have any choice but to, you know, tanggapin. I don't have any choice but to accept it and move on. So, as I move on, as I accept it, doon ako medyo nakakahinga ng kahit papaano na, okay. So, this is part of life. This is not the end. Hindi ko naman ikamamatay ang hindi ko pag-graduate on time. So, I think...
And siguro sa...
Sure.
Go ahead, Kirsha.
So, yung sa part pa lang na yun, na hindi ko naman ikamamatay kung hindi ako ka-graduate on time, yun yung pinaka-comforting thought na nabigay ko sa sarili ko. And also, nabibigay ko din sa ibang tao. Kasi, again, paulit-ulit ako, it's not the end of the world if you're not going to graduate on time. Because, what if God has greater purpose for you? What if bigla kang nag-top notch sa bar, di ba? So yung mga ganung ano, mga ganung thoughts that somehow comforts you kahit pa paano. And of course, this kind of lesson kasi, parang situation, syempre magkakaroon siya ng lesson sa atin. So yun naman ang pinaka-importanting part to ano, we learn from it. Saan tayo nagkulang? And then we address it. No? Otherwise, wala, dyan ka na lang. Magiging stagnant ka na lang. Dyan ka na lang. Hindi ka na natututo. Paulit-ulit ka sa cycle na yan. If you're not going to accept and learn and address it. Ikaw ba, Neska? What's your thoughts on?
Hindi, masasabi ko lang talaga dyan. Sa situation mo, situation din ni Igman Lara is both of you must have to be kind to yourself na lang. You really don't have to push yourself to the limits. Okay lang yun if you have to push yourself to the limits. Pero don't forget to be kind to yourself. Not all goes well sa according sa plano natin, but you just have to trust the bigger plans that he has for us. Yun.
And I want to thank you for that, Neska. Kasi sometimes, no, personally, and also I'm speaking on behalf of Igman Lara Tarubal, whenever we fail subjects or whenever we fail an exam or even flunk a resit or napahiya ka sa resit, hindi kasi maiwasan na talagang you're going to blame yourself repeatedly hanggang sa mag-breakdown ka na lang. And we often forgot to be kind to ourselves. Nakakalimutan namin na bakit ba kami naging ganito. And as a working student, talagang ang hirap pagsabayin ng ano, ang work and school. So, despite this situation, harsh pa rin ako sa sarili ko. Sinasabihan ko pa rin ng sarili ko ng masasakit na salita. So, talagang I often forget to be kind. So, I'm really thankful that you mentioned that kasi nasa face kasi ako ngayon na talagang ganun ulit. So, thank you, Neska, for those words.
Totoo. Bigay-bigay lang ganyang words pero actually, kailangan ko rin yan sabihin sa sarili.
No. Okay, so Neska, gawin nating mantra yon na, okay, let's be kind to ourselves today. Ganun na lang. Every day dapat.
It's okay to push yourself to the limits but you have to be kind to yourself then.
Alright, so to our viewers out there, make it a habit to compliment yourself at least once. Na sabihin nyo sa sarili nyo na, okay, I will be kind to myself today. So, I will reflect and I will be kind. Ganun na lang.
So, you deserve something. You deserve a treat. You also treat yourself. Kasi sobrang busy natin, sobrang dami ng ginagawa natin, pushing ourselves to the limit and pursuing our dreams, you know, we forget to give ourselves the credit naman. Okay, you did great naman. You did a good job. Diba, Igman Lara?
Kasi oftentimes, diba, na parang, kunwari sa isang araw, may 10 tayong bagay na ginawa. Yung sa 9, sabihin natin tama naman, pero yung isa, nagkamali tayo. Which actually going to take a toll on the other 9. So parang we kind of forget the other 9 that we did good today and we just focus on the 1. So again, to reiterate, it's not the end of the world. Hindi naman natin ikamamatay ito. So again, yes, we learn from our mistake, we address, and we improve. That's how we live.
Yes, Kirsha. It's not the end of the world, but I think we have...
It's the end of our episode.
Yes. Magpaalam muna sa ating mga audience, sa ating mga listeners.
Ang ganda ng timing mo dun, Neska. Like, it's not the end of the world, but it's the end of our episode na. So...
Nakakuha din ng buwelo.
No. So again, thank you guys to our viewers, to our commenters, and I am encouraging everyone to comment if you have any suggestions to sa kung anong pwede nating may topic for the next week. So with that said, have a great day, Neska, and
see you sa next episode.
Bye everyone.
Bye.